From the 11th century, Kashmir, part of Ladakh, and much of northeast India were being converted to Islam. For the next 300 years, Islam spread throughout most of the Indian subcontinent. As the Muslims advanced, they sacked Buddhist temples and persecuted the devout. Artists, scholars, and monks fled in fear. And it was Gugge that they fled to, because here they found sanctuary.
Buddhism flourished in Gugge for two reasons. One was the fulfillment of the dream of the Tibetan emperors. The other was the need of the intellectual community in India to find a safe and secure home. Gugge was able to cater to both.
And with these devotees came artisans, leading to an explosion of creativity. Frescoes hidden across the ancient Gugge ruins offers a glimpse of these heady times, not unlike Medici Florence during the Renaissance. Foreign artists from across the Buddhist world brought their own distinctive style of art, and here influenced each other, copying and fusing styles, ultimately creating an entirely new direction in art, the Gugge school.
For me, one of the most stunning things about these murals is just the sheer diversity they hold in terms of human culture. They depict peoples from all over the Buddhist world. All of the cultures within the orbit of Gugge are there in these murals.
The dry mountain air and remoteness of this area have helped make these murals some of the best preserved in Asia. It is argued that the Gugge Kingdom's commitment to Buddhism and the influx of refugee followers was such a powerful force, Tibetan Buddhism may never have survived without it.